Well, this is June the 6th, man. It's the 75th anniversary of the landings, the Operation Overlord landings known as D-Day. They've never since used the term D-Day. That's it. At least in official military annals and military communications, D-Day is now exclusively meant for that day, June 6th, 1944. On our show today, we go back to that date, June 6th, which is today, 1 year ago, 2018, and Lloyd Bonafide returned to the show. We had Lloyd on at the UCB, and here he is on the show, and he's singing, or not singing, maybe just talking it, God Bless America, to prove that Donald Trump knows how to sing the song. Also, Steve Bozell comments on the Philadelphia Eagles not showing up at the White House, and Coach Dozier reports on the Stanley Cup Final. All of this from 2018. Let's listen, shall we, now, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
I hope you'd understand.
I'd hope you'd understand.
Don't sing, Jim.
Here it goes.
Hey, welcome, Phil Hendry Show.
I hope you're not ED.
So you think you're singing now, right?
I couldn't do this. I hope you'd understand.
Yeah, you're going to say a dirty thing.
Why don't you shut up?
Are you a singer now, General?
No, I'm not a singer, but this is what... Are you going to have this guy on?
We're in a few minutes. In fact, we're going to have on... I don't know who. Is it Lloyd Bonafide?
It's Lloyd Bonafide.
Well, what do you mean, this guy? I mean, we haven't talked to Lloyd in so long.
Well, I'm trying to downplay it. Hold on for a minute. God damn it.
God damn, Gerald. That's pretty rude.
It is rude.
Hold on.
He's got his hand held up, folks, like he's going to...
You're going to rip a ripper.
Who?
Never mind.
What are you going to do? I've got acid reflux, so... Anyway...
What's that?
Acid reflux is a condition. Well, it's
a bad bit of heartburn, bud. What do you want to say?
What do I want? Lloyd's back.
I know, but you downplayed it originally.
Well, I just wanted to make it sound like it was no big deal, because that's what you wanted to make it sound like, because that's what Lloyd wanted to make it sound like.
Then why didn't you?
Because I didn't want to make it sound like that.
All right. Lloyd's back. Yay!
Well, don't make a bigger deal out of it than you should.
Yeah, well, Lloyd Bonafide's going to be with us, folks. If I could just... Go ahead, Robert.
Go ahead, Robert. Boy, what a kiss-up, man.
What are you talking about?
You are. You're the most apple-polishing shit.
Well, Robert...
No. Go ahead. What are you talking about?
I mean, you're saying, hey, can I explain it and everything? I can't have a couple of laughs.
Try to keep this thing moving along, okay?
Yeah, damn, man.
Hey, so what's the thing, Robert?
We got to keep moving the show. Yeah, you know, if you don't want me to do it, I won't.
No, you're right. Let's keep moving the show along. So it'll be our good friend Lloyd Bonafide coming up.
Yeah, but what is Robert going to sit there and polish up the apples? This guy is apple polishing till the cows come home.
So what, General? So Robert makes the program work.
I'm trying to make the show work, even with you on it.
Oh.
All right, take it easy, everybody. I'll do it. Lloyd Bonafide, in fact, I think I was doing it. Lloyd Bonafide is back. We'll talk to him about his life and times, and we'll also... What is he going to do?
Well, you know, he's going to sing God Bless America, right?
He's going to do a version of... What Lloyd's basic premise is, God Bless America, or any song sung in public by a president or people that we know, is generally lip-synced and not even known by the individuals. So all of this stuff about President Trump not knowing the words to God Bless America is a lot of overreaction.
What? Are you kidding me or something?
Man, that guy doesn't know anything. He's up there just blah, 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 blah.
Well, he does seem to lip-sync it like the kids were saying. I don't know if he doesn't know the words.
What do you mean lip sync? You mean they've got a recording of him singing?
Yeah, you can hear him singing.
No, you can't.
I'm telling you right now that you can.
All right, General, where do you hear him singing?
Let's see. When the song's on?
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay, when the song's on. Lloyd Bonafide's going to be with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We also have a visit coming up with Vernon Dozier to talk about the, Game 5?
Yeah, Game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoff on the Vegas Knights. And I saw where Vernon Dozier called it the Golden Shower, you know.
Yeah, he just made a joke.
Well, isn't that grown up?
Well, you know, what are you doing, man? I'm picking up my glasses.
So we got Vernon.
By the way, I'm not man. He is, maybe even she is. Maybe not.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing, Margaret. I'm just saying I'm not man. Don't call me man.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
And there you go, saluting me with your left hand again. Wow. You know something, Phil? Thank God you were never in the military. Had you been captured by the Vietnamese, you would have spilled your guts. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Thank you for that.
Well, are you telling me you could withstand torture?
Can we get off this topic and get along with the show here?
Hey,
God damn, it's me to piss you off. Yeah.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We did promise you Lloyd Bonafide back after many years off. Well, actually, he was with us, the original mouth siren, right?
The only mouth siren.
Yeah, it was the only mouth siren we had.
Well, let's get up the only mouth siren we've ever had, and a hell of a guy. How you doing, buddy?
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Hey, Vernon, Lloyd, what's going on?
You called me Vernon?
I called you Lloyd.
How are you, General Shaw?
Well, I'm good, I imagine it's great to talk with the other people here, but you haven't talked to them for a long time, have you?
Oh, I sure as Christ haven't. Excuse my language, Bill, it's been a long time. But I'm very, very grateful to be with all of you, and Margaret, is Margaret there?
I'm right here, Lloyd.
And, you know, my wife Marjorie says hello.
And I would like to say hello back to her, and I hope she's doing well. I hope you're both in good health.
Well, we're in good health, but I got this phone call here from Dickman, and I don't hear from you people anymore.
You told us not to call you, okay?
Well, I didn't say that.
Did you really?
I told him to quit bothering me. I was getting a lot of calls.
Yeah, but I was calling you up to be on a show, and you go, don't bother me no more.
Because I had advancing dementia.
Well, how are you feeling now, dear?
I think I'm in remission. And
in remission from what?
From dementia.
Wait a minute, hold on. You're telling me...
Yeah. It's actually receding. I'm feeling better, I'm thinking more clearly, I'm taking up tennis. It's a beautiful thing.
That's impossible.
I'm only kidding, Christ.
Well, how are you feeling?
I'm losing my marbles, but who cares? And the reason why I wanted to talk with you, though, although Dickman did call me, is that the Star Spangled... What is it? God Bless a Banner?
No. It's called the Star... It's God... Yeah, Star Spangled God of...
It's the God Bless America.
The God Bless America?
God Bless America as sung by President Trump.
Right there. Now, they say... Let me tell you something. There's no one in this world that knows God Bless America better than me. You can ask Marjorie, and I sing it every 4th of July, and yet even I don't know all the words.
There's no one better... Wait, say that again.
If you want, I'll say it 3 times. And I'll click my heels and head on home to Kansas if you want. Okay, if you want to go... You want to go down that road? We can.
Maybe go down that road.
No, we're not going to go down that road. So, go ahead.
What does that mean, though?
What does what mean?
But never mind, so go ahead.
Go ahead what?
You were going to talk about God Bless America.
Yes, God Bless... And I was going to say that...
Wait a minute, I know what... You said that not everyone knows the words. Even the people that sing it well.
That's right, because there's a part in it that no one really knows what the words are. It goes, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her, through the light, through the bite, or the... See, no one knows that part.
No, that is with a light from the light... Oh,
I know the part you're talking about.
Yeah. So, let me show you what President Trump was up against, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, Dickman, do you have the music?
Yeah, I got standing by right here.
Yeah, that's nice. All right, so let's... go ahead and roll it, and then I'll show these nuts. And I say that with great respect, Phil. The song, and it's God Bless You. What did you?
Re-cue that, bud. Hold on, Lloyd. Get that thing cued back, okay?
I can do the song?
Hold on.
Yeah, they're getting. They're rolling it back, Lloyd.
A lot of people think you and I sound alike.
I don't know. I don't feature that at all.
Me neither. All right, so anyway.
So here is God Bless America, as sung by Lloyd Bonafide, who says that even people who sing the song well don't know all the words. Let's listen.
A land that I love. Well, God bless America. Land that I love. Now, President Trump is singing, stand beside her, and here's where he... See? And that's what he was doing. From the mountains to the prairies.
Oh, come on, Lloyd.
Wait a minute, God. See? God bless America.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that nobody knows those words?
I'm telling you, kill the music if you wouldn't mind. I'm telling you that yes, I'm saying that not everyone knows the words to God Bless America, and when they don't, that's generally where they screw up.
Well, that it has words.
What are you talking about now?
The song has words.
I know the song has words, but no one knows them. Fuck. All right.
Can we watch the language a little bit?
Phil?
Just a little tiny bit, if you don't mind.
Well, who is that? Someone talking, or is that the my saw is talking to me? Listen to this. Yeah? That's creepy, isn't it?
Knock it off, will you?
Anyway, so you know what I'm saying?
No, well, if you're telling me that there's an... So this is what you're using as an excuse for the president not knowing the song.
I'm telling you that no one knows the song. The president's doing the best he can. You get anybody out there. Here we go. God bless America, land that I love. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no, no. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above.
Big deal. No one knows it.
Hey, Lloyd, take it easy.
Well, I know that, you know, coming back on this show is going to, the blood pressure would go right through the roof. Here it is. God bless America. So, and then he just,
So the president's just flapping his jaws.
Yeah, kind of like what you do every day, Phil. Oh,
yeah. Well, he's got you there.
Yeah. All right, Lloyd, I'm afraid I don't buy that.
I don't buy it either, man. If the song's got lyrics, then a man's going to know how to sing it.
Obviously, someone out there knows how to sing it, but not the good singers, see?
All right, let me think. And guide her through the light with a light from above.
You try it, Margaret. I guarantee you, you'll butcher it alive. It's not a possible. The good singers never get it down. Okay, Dickman, if you want.
Roll it back, bud.
Roll it back.
We got Lloyd Bonafide on with us for the first time in a number of years. Lloyd talking to us about the controversy around President Trump not knowing the words to God Bless America. Doesn't know the words to the Star-Spangled Banner either.
Oh, horse dung. You know that he knows the words. The President of the United States knows the words. He's not going to stand up there for all the world and make everyone feel like the lower than whale stuff and go, yeah, you know, God bless him. With he's just, his mouth is going, it's going to make people feel lower than whale stuff. That's what I'm trying to say.
Why would that make them feel lower than whale stuff? If a man, the president, knows the words, then you feel a little confident, don't you?
Not necessarily. I think he's trying to lord it over me and make me feel like I'm like I can walk under a door.
All right, whatever that means. Here is...
It means I'd be humiliated beyond all recognition. And that would be a bad thing.
Here's the song. I'm going to sing this song.
I doubt if you'll be able to.
Go ahead.
Hey. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain.
Christ, that's the, stop singing, please.
To the...
Hey, Lloyd.
Oh, just stop, because she carved it in ass.
Margaret, you mishit the note there.
I know that. I was screwing around. Roll it back, bud. Roll it back.
Come on, Ms. Gray. They're going to make...
I said to roll it back.
All right. Go ahead. Do it again.
Well, wait a minute. What's going on here? You're going to let her sing it again? She carved that thing a new ass. You're going to be...
No.
I beg your pardon.
Sing it right, Margaret, will you?
I'm singing it right, thank you. God bless America, land that I
love.
I'm sorry. Don't stop it. Don't stop it.
I'm telling you.
I'm screwing around here, bud. Go back again. Just go back again, bud. It doesn't make any difference.
Maybe Henry's gonna flip his lid.
What the hell's going on over there anyway?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Hold on. She's gonna try and sing it again.
I'm not trying. I will. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans wide with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet. My home, sweet home. There.
Well, kill the music for a minute. Kill it. Is it kill the music?
Yeah, it's killed.
What do you mean kill the music?
Well, Margaret, you know, that was rotten.
It wasn't rotten.
It was rotten.
What are you... How... Boy, if I swear to God, if you weren't an old man...
If I wasn't an old... I tell you what you do. You go right ahead, get into your car. I'll give you GPS directions. I'll sit on the front porch having myself a Butterfinger and a glass of chocolate milk waiting for your...
Take it easy.
Oh, you think I'm going to have a cardiac waiting for her?
Old man, don't even try it. Don't even think about it.
Oh, what I wouldn't give.
Hey, man, you didn't come out of retirement, dude, to come on here and start flipping your lid.
I'm going to ask you honestly, Phil. What did you think of that?
I thought it was nice. I liked it.
Thank you, Phil.
Bud?
Well, it's unusual, but...
Are you nuts or something? She didn't hit any notes.
She was singing it, you know.
I was giving it my own interpretation. You don't get that, do you?
I didn't like it.
What a scum suck.
Margaret, I thought you should sing it more traditionally.
That's what I'm talking about. People that sing it good don't remember the lyrics. She got them all right. Why? Because she sang it like she was a cat with her tail in a garbage disposal. Everything.
What happened to him? I hung up on him. You better get on the line with him, bud.
Yeah. Hey, Lloyd. Oh, you're done? Okay, bye. He was done anyway.
Yeah, he probably was trying to hang up on us.
Oh, isn't that marvelous? All right, world famous Phil. See, the point was, he was saying that you sang it rotten so that his theory would be good.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Well, I didn't think it was good. You're going from the prairie. I don't like that stuff, Margaret.
No, that's the way that she sings, though.
It doesn't mean it's good. And that's exactly what Lloyd was trying to say.
Well, it doesn't qualify for bad singing. It may be a...
It is an improvisational approach to the melody. And if you funky...
What's so funny?
I don't know.
Look at Phil. Phil sits over there just like some chimpanzee that just smelled its own fart. What a child.
Yeah, Margaret, that didn't come out too good.
I'm having a hard time over here. I've got all kinds of problems.
Like what?
Like, first of all, sitting next to you clowns.
We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We got Vernon Dozier coming up on the, well, on the Stanley Cup playoffs. He's been following them for us. And
yeah, it's a lot of interesting stuff. It was an interesting game the other night.
Man, the word's interesting, man.
What? Who cares, man?
Don't start balling again, man. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Margie Jessel for Potato Chips, the Jessel one.
Jessel's Potato Chips. They've been making them the old-fashioned way for 61 years. And now, with the world's potato supply dwindling to the point of extinction, Margie says she's going to get hers.
Jessel's Potato Chips. We won't be undersold. We won't be outdone. And we won't be outmuscled. We're in the potato fields day and night getting our potatoes.
Yes, Marcy's Jessel's Potato Chips. What? Wait a minute. I just saw Benicio del Toro. Jessel's Potato Chips. Friend, you have really got to get something going in your life to go out and find these extinct... Hey, there's Lindsay Rhodes.
Jessel's Potato Chips.
Bucket Beer is the best beer your money can buy. Bucket Beer comes in 6-packs, 12-packs, and 24-packs. Bucket also comes in the Bucket Ale and Bucket Pilsner. Get it now. Bucket Beer and Pilsner. Ale and Whale Ale. Bucket. Brewed in Olympia, Washington.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Now, we got a phone call here from Stephen Bozell.
Yeah, Mr. Bozell is at his home in Corona, California.
All right, let's get Stephen on here. Steve, how you doing, buddy? Steve?
Yeah, Phil.
Alan, are you at home or are you in the mall?
No, we're at the mall right now, but we'll be home pretty soon. I wanted to just say that I think it takes, man, I tell you, I think it takes a lot of chutzpah for a guy to, you know, not show up for a president of the United States. And that's what the Philadelphia Eagles did. And I am not surprised at all that the President of the United States was, obviously he was insulted, and I have no doubt that he was a bit crestfallen.
What's that mean, crestfallen?
It
means depressed. It means, you know,
insulted.
Yeah, there's the word, insulted. And I think the President was so insulted by the Philadelphia Eagles deciding, you know what, thanks, but no thanks. That when it came time to sing Star Spangled Banner or God Bless America, I'm sure he was just, forget it, man. Wouldn't you do that?
I don't think that if I knew that...
I think I asked Mr. Hendry, I'm very sorry, Ms. Gray, but I think I asked Mr. Hendry.
Everybody here, Steve, gets to field the question, okay?
All right.
Yeah, thank you, Phil. Steve, you know what? Get your indignation a little bit behind you, and listen, there are a few opinions other than yours.
I hear them every day, people trying to put down God.
I'm saying that I don't think a person who has the presence of mind, especially when they know they're on national television or they're in front of an audience of people who are expecting better behavior, I don't think that man is going to act like a three-year-old child whose birthday party didn't come off the way he wanted it to.
So what are you... this is the insult. Everybody says he acts like a child.
Well, he does sometimes.
Name me... All right, I don't even want to do it.
I can name you a bunch of times.
Forget about that. Look at Steve, I think I'm a little bit more in agreement with you.
Well, thank you very much, General. I was hoping for that because...
Let me just tell you this. Excuse me.
Is that acid reflux?
A little bit of it, yeah.
You ever tried that,
Let me just talk, okay?
Forget about any remedies right now, Steve.
Sorry.
The president invited people to come. They didn't show up. Now he has a choice. Here comes God Bless America. He can stand there and sing it like a man, or he can be all gee whiz. You're saying that he was all gee whiz.
I think he sang it like this. God bless America. And then he remembered that the Eagles weren't there. And he just, I could see his head was good when he was feeling it. He was going back and forth. He was doing a little bit of a... didn't you see that, Mr. Hendry?
Yeah, you know, the president moves around a lot when he's singing, and I suppose that that's cool, but he certainly does not... he doesn't seem to understand there's a bit of decorum, and...
Why can't the president, rock out and everything?
Hey, right there, why can't he... Everybody else gets to rock out.
Okay, how about if he rocks out to something he knows the words to?
Oh, my God!
Hey, got it right there, Mr. Hendry.
Oh, yeah, right. You're trying to tell me that he don't get to rock out. He don't get to rock out.
Look at Phil. No. I mean, if the cat wants to rock out, okay. But I think he does that. It's a nervous thing that he does when he knows that he's not... He doesn't know the lyrics. He's going back and forth. He's patting his chest. He's putting on this show. Look at how patriotic I am.
Right there. Bingo. I agree with that.
Well, that's a low blow.
No. I mean, when you look at it, I think that's what he's doing.
When you're Lilith...
When you look at it...
Oh, sorry, I didn't...
You're saying, in other words, he's acting all patriotic.
You know, why won't people give him the benefit of the doubt?
I think a lot of people want to give him the benefit of the doubt. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. The guy's being caught. He's caught in all kinds of lies. And I don't want to get political. You're talking about singing that song, and he didn't know the words, it's obvious. Didn't know the words of the Star Spangled Banner, that's obvious. And I believe he nervously twitches about, pats his chest with his hand, smiles and grins and looks around as if he's putting on a one-man show.
Well, President Trump said once that the show is called Trump and it's a sellout every night. Okay?
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And I guess you believe that's true, huh?
Oh, my God, he's president, isn't he? Oh.
Yeah, that's true, he is president.
Doesn't mean that it's a sellout show, and it doesn't mean that people are enjoying the show. And I hope that they enjoy the show. I hope the president does well. I mean it. I hope he does. I'm not one of these jackasses that wants the guy to fail. I hope he succeeds in helping the country and gets a little sense driven into his head. But in the meantime, when he's standing there and he doesn't know the lyrics to the song, and when he does know, he knows the lyric, he emphasizes it, land that I love. You can see him emphasizing it with the mouth.
Yeah, I see him. He's going, yeah, and then he'll just kind of rock out.
He does. He moves around. He rocks out, as you say. He twitches and fidgets. And my God, you're waiting. You're half waiting for the man to put three fingers down his throat because he can't take it anymore.
What are you talking about?
I mean, the man is obviously nervous, and this is his way of dealing with the nerves.
Meaning he's gonna...
He's gonna make himself upchuck?
That's right, Steve. He's gonna make himself upchuck. Or maybe I should use the word barf.
Well, are you uncomfortable with the word vomit?
I mean, do we have to be that graphic?
Do we have to be that graphic?
Yeah.
Okay, then force himself to barf?
Barf?
All right, upchuck.
Yeah, I'm more comfortable with upchuck. But I don't understand how that's going to make him relax.
If the man feels like, excuse me, if the man feels like upchucking...
If he feels like upchucking, he might as well force himself to upchuck.
Well, yeah, but then he upchucks, and now there's all kind of upchuck all over the floor. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Steve. Thank you very much for your opinion. Great. And thanks for calling the Phil Hendry Show.
So you're going to make me...
Steve Bozell, folks, got another phone call coming up here.
I will not say anything other than this. That Mr. Bozell is an admirer of the presidents, and I am, and there are a great many people who are. However, for that guy to think that the president
by upchucking is gonna make things better. I doubt it.
That's a weird. I know that a lot of people say I feel like throwing up, and people will say, "Well, then force yourself to throw up."
Oh yes, well that's when it's an inevitable thing. But standing there at the White House with the assembled guests, national network feeds from all around the world there, and you get on your knees, put three fingers.
You think that's funny?
You're laughing, aren't you?
Yeah.
You little.
Hey, wait.
Ooh. Do that.
Well, what's funny?
Take a phone call here. Thank you very much, Steve, for the phone call there on today's critique of President Trump and, you know, what he was doing there, how well he was singing. I don't know, man, but it's all solved by upchucking. Vernon Dozier going to join us right now on the Phil Hendry Show from Glendale, California. Vernon, I was following your tweets there during the fourth game of the Stanley Cup. You were talking about throwing your $100 bet down the toilet.
Well, that's right. I wanted to throw the $100 that I had with Ray Stuckey, one of our administration assistants, on that game. And
you obviously had the Knights.
I had the Vegas. No, I've had the Vegas Knights throughout this entire series, and it looks like I have had the wrong team. So I just decided, rather than give it to Ray, I'll go ahead and flush it down, as I said, the Dozier family toilet. And
well, what's special about that? I'm only kidding.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, you know.
What am I not getting here?
You don't need to get anything, Dickman.
What do you mean? What aren't you getting?
Well, the general goes to Dozier family toilet, and so does Mr. Dozier.
It was just a funny throwaway line, you know.
It's just a line, son.
Well, okay, bud. I don't want to make you feel like you're, you know, kind of slow and you're passing out, you know, people's seat cushions.
Okay, forget it.
It's just a funny line, you know. The guy's, you know, throwing it down the Dozier family toilet.
I'm with Bud, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't get it.
All right, I'm sorry. It was a very, very bad joke.
All right, moving along.
Moving along.
Well, if it was a joke,
Margaret, forget it. If you don't get it now, you never will. There's nothing to get. He was going to take $100 that he was going to give to a guy for losing the game and instead throw it down the toilet, which he called the Dozier family toilet. I don't know.
Okay, you know, it's. I think it's been explained enough. You know.
Okay, fine.
All right, well, treating us like we're a couple of dimwits, that's great. Yeah, you're right, Phil. We are sitting there passing out the seat cushions.
All right, Margaret, I apologize to both you and Bud for even bringing it up, okay? And it was a stupid comment that I made on Twitter, and Phil, I wouldn't even have mentioned it if Phil not brought it up.
All right, well, then, Phil, in the future, you might want to reference something that everyone has seen or is in commonality.
All right, Margaret.
Commonality.
Okay, Margaret.
God damn it, blew my...
It blew your what?
Blew my ears out with that, ma'am. Hey, I want to move inside. Is that all right? Hold on, Phil. I want to get out. I'm getting off this patio. I'm out here on a patio with 9,000 kids. Can I go inside? I just need a table for one. Yeah. No, she was going to be here. She's not. I'm out here at I'm at Cookies out here in Glendale, and they got 9 million kids running around on that patio there.
Not a problem. It actually sounds pretty good to us.
Sounds all right, Coach.
All right. Yeah, game four was, well, it wasn't to my liking. And first of all, I want to just say at this time, I agree with Mr. Bozell about the president being depressed. I would be too, but I don't think that caused him to forget the words to a song or to upchuck or anything else. I think that there's too much juvenility going on around and everything like that.
All right, but anyway, getting back to the hockey game.
Yeah, getting back to the hockey game. Well, it was interesting. Right now, though, Phil, I'll tell you, after that win the other night by the Washington Capitals, and I mean they poured it on, and they poured it on real good. As everybody has noted, the Vegas, what did I call them, the Golden Shower.
Well, that's very crude.
I know, but everybody's, I said, you know, what do you want me to say about it?
I bet you that, but a lot of fans' ears in Vegas now.
I mean, I said it as a joke. I'm not going to go back repeating it, but I did say to my wife, Mindy, I said, you know, as until these guys can tie up the series, to me, they'll always be the Vegas Golden Shower. And she looked at me and got up and went and had more potato chips. And I said, okay, so I won't bring it up again.
So you brought it up on my show.
I wanted to get off one more cutie or two.
Yeah, time to retire that line, Coach.
All right. The Vegas Golden Knights did not play their best game the other night there against the Washington Capitals. They were overwhelmed from the start. At the beginning of the game, they came out with a lot of firepower. They came out with a lot of speed. They were passing the puck. Looked like they were able to get close to the crease. They had a lot of people down in it. But a fantastic game on defense by the Washington Capitals. Then they came back. And you talk about offense, mounting a kind of offense. You know, everybody talks about the Washington Capitol defense, but they put on an offensive display in that game. And I just got to say, the momentum, in my opinion, is all on the side of the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Really? Why?
Because they have been talked down. Everybody expects the Capitals to win this thing. And I'm telling you, if I was sitting there in my locker room and those players.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what would you say to them?
Yeah.
Here's what I'd say if I was coaching the Las Vegas Golden Knights.
Now, there's the Golden Knights, not the Showers, so.
I'm sorry I said it.
Come on, General. All right.
If I was there and I was the coach of the Golden Shower, fuck.
Okay, let's knock that off, if you don't mind.
You're talking to me?
Not you, Coach, if you don't mind, General. All right, but, you know, watch your tone. All right, I'm sorry, but let's move, you know, keep the thing. I don't keep wanting to say.
Yeah, you're all jacked up today.
I don't want to keep saying,
let's move it along, but we keep getting stalled. You understand?
Yeah, I understand, Phil, but I'm just trying to have a...
I'm sorry, it was my fault. If I was coaching the Washington Golden Shower, fuck me.
We need to dump that.
All right, we just heard the F word.
I apologize.
Dump that out, will you, bud?
Yes. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Okay, it's dumped.
Do I go?
Go.
Yeah, Phil, the Las Vegas Golden Knights. If I was coaching, are we on?
Yeah, you're on. Go.
I'm sorry. If I was coaching the Las Vegas Golden Knights, I'd sit down with them, and I'd say, we got plenty of billboard material, because the Washington Capitals have been talking about how they're going to close it out on Thursday night. Here comes game number 5. They got a 3-1 advantage, and they want to close it out in Vegas, and they're going to make us look like a bunch of chimpanzees in front of our entire fan base. And we're not going to let that happen. And I don't care what your mindset you're in, we're going to go out there and we're going to win this game. They are not going to win this game in 5. Maybe they'll win it in 6. I don't know. Maybe they'll win it in 7. I don't know. Maybe we'll win it in 6. Well, we can't win it in 6.
Why couldn't the Vegas Knights win it in 6? Because they're down 3-1. What's that got to do with it?
Wait, you can't. The Vegas Knights have already. You can't win it in 6. That means you'd have to have lost twice. And they've lost 3 times.
Say that again. All right, General. There you go again, calling me Coach. I'm a general. God damn it.
All right, General. Phil's sorry.
I'm sorry, General. Okay.
Yeah, and I am too, General.
Well, you don't have nothing to be sorry about.
I'm coming on this show. Yes, I do. All right, so what I want to say to you is the following thing, and then I will hang my phone up, and I'll go back to my television set and watch whatever garbage it is my wife's watching. The Vegas goddamn...
The Vegas Knights.
The Vegas Golden Knights. If I coach them, I'd say, don't let them win this game in 5. And that means we come out and play our grade-A game. That means we make them play their grade-A game. And we'll see just who's better.
So you think that they've got... What kind of a specific billboard material would you put up?
Well, I would just put up all this comment about, hey, tonight's the night. You know, let's win it in 5. Capitals haven't won since 74. They're destined. All that stuff. I would put all that on the bulletin board and see how the team and tell them they're disrespecting you.
Well, let's say one thing here, though, Coach. This team, the Vegas Golden Knights, are an expansion team. They shouldn't even be here. Those kids are probably satisfied with the fact they made it this far.
That's what you got to guard against. You have to tell them. If there's one guy in here who thinks we've got... I would say, is there anybody here who thinks we've had a good enough season and we don't really need to win the Stanley Cup? Have we done good enough? If anybody raised their hand, I'd say, come up here. I got cab fare for you right here. I give each one of them a 50. I'd go to the bank, and I'd make sure that I had 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's say I have 13 $50 bills, okay? If I got $13.50, $650. So I'd have to go to the bank and get $650 out, change it all into 50s, and then if 13 of the guys wanted them, I'd be out $650 and I'd have no team.
Well, you said it.
What I'm trying to say is...
All right, you would give $50 to any guy...
Any guy that raised his hand said, I think we've done, I don't think you'd get more than 1 or 2. Maybe you'd get 3. You're out $150. I'd say, here's cab fare, get out of my sight. That's what I'd say.
So you give them cab fare to get out of the locker room and go home and not play with the team?
Right. That's exactly what I'd say.
That's pretty good. I think you sent a message to the rest of the team.
It sounded like you said, send a message to the rest of the team.
Why are you making fun of the boy? He's agreeing with you.
I'm sorry, bud. It went too fast.
It sends a message to the rest of the team.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it does. So I think that's what you got to do, Phil. And right now, yeah, they're on their heels, but you know, I don't. I haven't even bothered to look it up.
Yeah, I was asking you about that. How many teams have come back from 3-1 down in the Stanley Cup to win it? But why don't you look that up?
Look that. I'd be very interested to see what that statistic is.
Okay, then what teams have?
What teams have been down 3-1 in the Stanley Cup Finals only to come back and win it?
What teams have been down 3-1?
Come on, bud.
All right. I've got a list here of teams that overcome a 3-1 deficit.
All right, let's hear it.
The Boston Red Sox.
Not baseball, hockey.
Hockey.
Oh, they want the hockey teams.
No. Okay, in 1942, the Toronto Maple Leafs over the Detroit Red Wings.
But why don't you put that in front of you, man? So,
all right, right there. So it has been, I guess the point that I'm trying to make is it has been done before.
Well, that was in what? Was that in the finals?
Yeah, that's the Stanley Cup final. The Toronto Maple Leafs, the New York Maple Leafs.
The what?
Or the New York Islanders did it over the Pittsburgh Penguins, but that was in the Stanley Cup quarterfinals. And then there hasn't been,
that's the only Stanley Cup final?
Yeah.
All right, so there's only been one. And when and what year was that?
1942.
Okay. So all the Vegas Golden Knights have to do is see it's been done in 1942, which was 60, 70, shit.
A long time ago, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, like what?
I don't know.
All right, well, I don't think they'll do it then. I was holding out hope, but if no one's done it since 1942, then forget it. It is not going to happen, not in a million years. Wow. 1942, huh? Are you sure about that, bud? You wouldn't lie to me, would you?
Yeah, I swear to God, it's a National Hockey League Stanley Cup final.
Toronto
Maple Leafs.
What, the Toronto Nipple Leafs?
Would you guys, you know what? This is called killing good time. The Toronto, what are they called?
Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, the Maple Leafs. They beat the Detroit Red Wings.
What's a Red Wing, by the way, Phil?
I have no idea. I don't want to get into it. And let's just say we've been here before. And thank you very much, Coach Dozier, for your time. I'm sure you'll be in front of the game.
What are the chances of Bellmare Academy getting a hockey team?
Now, I don't know, and that's probably slim to none, but it's a very expensive sport. High schools that have
teams?
Yeah, high schools that have hockey teams, they must have bread because you need a rink, you need equipment, you field a lot of players. Oh, yeah, it's...
I imagine it's very expensive, yeah.
Well, you know, football is pretty expensive.
Well, football's expensive. But, you know, you're on a grass field. It's not too difficult to come up with one of those. But a skating rink, forget it.
Well, you get a skating rink if you, like, they covered a basketball court with water.
They do what?
Yeah, they do. They pour water onto a basketball court.
In the East, where it's, what about in California?
That's a good point. California would have to, you know, have a rink that is electronically or is, you know, however you do that.
You do it with... I think your refrigeration or something.
Refrigeration? You have to freeze it.
Okay. Any of you guys know?
I have no idea, but obviously it is something that would need some enhanced technology beyond waiting for Mother Nature to drop below freezing. Thanks very much, Vernon. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you, Phil, but, you know, I'll report on it and all that bullshit.
All right, man. And, by the way, I just wanted to congratulate you on the... Hello?
You know what? We allow him to hang up.
I was going to say I wanted to congratulate him on signing another 5-year deal with Bellmare Academy to continue as their athletic director, head football coach, and he's also a member of the administrative board. That's Coach Vernon Dozier here on the World Famous Phil Henry Show.
Other stuff too.
Bud, what? Hey, is that you, Coach?
And I can't hear you.
Sorry.
Well, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to put him back on.
Yeah, I just said goodbye to the guy. Okay.
Yeah.
But when he says goodbye, forget about putting the guy back on. You know what? I don't like it when you put me on. You know? Oh, my God. Everybody in this room, they look crestfallen.
It was a disappointing line coming from a guy who, well...
Coming from a guy that gets off a lot of disappointing lines.
Oh, is that right?
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Sampra Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Your mother's a mighty.
Hey, don't forget to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show website. Go to our website and get one. And coming up, of course, hey, are you going over to YouTube?
We're going to start doing our chat on... We're going to start doing our chat on YouTube. I don't know if it's this weekend or the following, but yeah, the Phil Henry Show officially moves the chat over to YouTube.
So, oh my God, have you informed DocCast of that?
I don't know, and I don't care. How about that?
Why is he playing this bull haircut?